could.
You do everything the coach told you to do.
There wasn't one more thing that you could have done.
All of you around that ball. All of you.
Can you live in that moment? If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Now, Chicagoland's premier prep football recap show. This is Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN. Here's your host, Sam Panionovich.
In the city beautiful, 720 WGN, Preps Plus Chicago, the seventh, well, the eighth season, actually, and the fourth week of season eight. Sam Panionovich and Kevin Powell, a busy day in sports, and we conclude with high school football. Kev, Blackhawks training camp started today. John Lackey got tossed again today.
Wilson Contreras got tossed today.
Could be fined, could be suspended.
Carson Falmer was solid for the White Sox, and the Bears putting their finishing touches on the game plan for Sunday against the Buccaneers.
And Illinois is getting beat so bad on ESPN, on the TV broadcast, they've flipped channels. They've flipped into the new nightcap.
Well, at least they got this going for them. They're in the top 26 in the country in takeaways. Classic Lovey situation right there, right?
I guess.
Take the ball away. No offense.
Getting smoked in South Florida. Ironically enough, they're playing in Tampa, which is not in South Florida. It's more Central Florida, right, a little bit west. But anyways, on the show today, we'll be joined by the head coach of number 7 Lions. He is Kurt Weinberg. They play tomorrow against Proviso West. We'll talk to coach about 10:20. You know the deal. You help us, we help you. 312-981-7200. If you have a score, send it in. If you're at a game, coming home from a game, 312-981-7200. Have to give a shout-out to KP, Joe Kenny.
Joe Kenny.
He sent me an update from Montini Brother Ice.
Huge.
I said, thanks, keep them coming. He has tweeted 15 times since I said keep the updates
outstanding.
Coming.
Outstanding. We appreciate it. Like Sam said, 312-981-7200. You can tweet at us, at KPowell720, at SPShoot. Fire him in. We'll shoot him out.
Mike Clark will lead us off in the Tribune. We'll also talk to Mike Helfgott and Pat DiCebeto. Of the top 20 teams in the Tribune, 15 in action tonight, so plenty of action. Number 5, Phillips. Number 7, Lions. Number 8, Glenbard West. Number 16, Hinsdale Central. Number 19, Mount Carmel. All those teams play tomorrow. And final note before we get to Mike Clark, Phillips, they actually broke the Preps Plus curse last week, because the first 2 weeks we had coaches on that lost on Saturday. Glenbard West in week 1, Stevenson in week 2, but Phillips got the win last week in week 3. So there is no curse.
Yeah, I think we're good there. I think we're covered there. I'm trying to find everybody's score at the station, because normally we do a rundown from Roger to your school to my school. And not doing a whole great job at my job right now, Sam. Can't find any scores. So you take over while I look for these scores.
We'll get scores in 5 minutes again. If you're at a game, coming home from a game, 312-981-7200. It's Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN. Joining us now on the phones, he is the lead Preps writer for the Chicago Tribune family on Twitter, at Mike Clark Preps. He covered number 14, Naperville North, against Lake Park. What was that noise that I'm hearing in the background, Mike? Where are you right now?
I'm right around midfield, and that was the end of Naperville North's huddle after they won the game.
Final score?
21-14, Naperville North. Big rally at the end. Looked pretty grim for them. They had to use all their timeouts on defense to get the ball back at the end. They were pinned way deep in their own territory. Drake Davis, who we've been talking about all week, or all season long, rather, threw a 56-yard pass to set up his own touchdown run. And that's how they won it. So a little bit different kind of game for North. You know, they've been winning with a lot of scoring lately, but they won it with defense and one really big play from Drake Davis right at the end.
It's fantastic. You can hear the chants and the huddle in the background. Naperville North now 4-0. Are they the team to beat in the DuPage Valley?
It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, you know, I know last I heard that Wabansee and Naperville Central had a barn burner going. I mean, I don't know that anybody's going to go undefeated in this conference. So for them, for North to stay undefeated at this point is big, you know. It's hard to say, but, I mean, they're, you know, four up, four down for them, you know. And as I said, they've done it different ways. So they're definitely a team to watch.
Who's the best player in Illinois?
The best player in Illinois. Wow. I like Fotis Kokosulis. I know that Lincoln Way East shut him down when Maine South lost to Lincoln Way East. You could probably make a case that Drake Davis is the best player in Illinois, too. I mean, now he's certainly one of the best quarterbacks, him and John O'Sullivan from Maine South, I would say. So those are some of the front runners for player of the year right now.
You do the rankings on PrepsPlus.com. You do them for the Chicago Tribune, High School Cube. You do the top 20 every week. If we go back to week one and look at the top 20 from week one, good, bad, or indifferent, what's been the biggest surprise from week one to where we are right now in week four?
Well, that's a good question. I guess you'd probably have to say Lincoln Way East. Nobody had them number one at the beginning of the season. You know, not that we didn't think that they were good. We knew they were good, but we didn't think they were the number one team in the area. So, you know, I guess you kind of got to go with them.
That's Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune family. He's on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. The win for Naperville North, they beat Lake Park. They are 4-0 at Naperville North. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the time.
Sounds good. We'll see you next week, guys.
That's Mike Clark. Read him in the paper, the Chicago Tribune family, and check him out on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. It's 10:14. Let's get our first check of the scores with Kevin Powell.
Tabulating game scores.
Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with the top 20 as usual. Number one, Lincoln Way East, beating Sandburg 46-7 tonight. Maine South, a nice road victory over Palatine, 17-14 there. Prairie Ridge, big over Crystal Lake South, 56-14. They improved to 4-0. Naperville Central taking on Waubonsie. That's been a wild back-and-forth game. Naperville Central up 43-37. Waubonsie has the ball at the 29 with about less than a minute to go in that one. Phillips will play tomorrow against Westinghouse. Homewood Flossmoor over Bolingbrook, 48-20. Number 7 Lions will play tomorrow against Proviso West. Same goes for Glenbard West. They'll take on York. Number 9 Loyola over St. Francis, 42-7. Loyola now 3-1 on the year. Lake Zurich leading Zion Benton late, 36-6. Marist over Marion Central, 42-20. Barrington leading Glenbrook South, 22-10. Number 13, Stevenson, beating Mundelein 35-7 on homecoming. Number 14, Naperville North, improves to 4-0 after a 21-14 victory over Lake Park. You just heard Mike Clark talking about that. Cary Grove over Jacobs, 52-26. Hinsdale Central will play Downers Grove North tomorrow. Nazareth leading Carmel late, 32-13. Looks like Nazareth will improve to 4-0. Same goes for Batavia. They beat Elgin 55-8. Mount Carmel plays tomorrow.
Go Caravan.
Go Caravan at Sammy's school. Huntley over Hampshire, 56-14. That rounds out the top 20. Now I'm really excited to get to some other scores, Sam.
Wait, let me guess. You're going to Hersey first.
That's when I tell you my Hersey Huskies beat Niles West. A blowout, Sammy, 43-3. My Huskies now 3-1.
Woo!
Providence over St. Ignatius, 35-6. Schaumburg topping Glenbrook North, 26-14. Plainfield Central beating Joliet Central, 42-13. West Aurora over Glenbard East, 26-20. Glenbard South beat Ridgewood, 41-28. Schaumburg over Glenbrook North, 26-14. Prospect falling to Highland Park, 31-7. That's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard.
312-981-7200. Send in your scores if you've got them. We appreciate all the scores we've got so far. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And you should also know you can make Sundays your official night to tour the city. Watch Chicago's Best at 10 p.m., then stick around, don't go anywhere, for the latest in shopping, entertainment, and events. It's all on See Chicago at 10:30 p.m. on WGN-TV. Coming up, we'll talk to the head coach of number 7 Lions, Kurt Weinberg, 720 WGN.
Now, back to Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
Place in Chicago radio to talk high school football every Friday night at 10 o'clock. And we always talk to one of the best coaches in the area. Joining us now on the phone lines, the head man at number 7 Lions. The Lions are 3-0. Kurt Weinberg with us. Welcome to WGN, coach.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's great to be with you guys.
3-0. I'm looking at your games. A win against Sandberg, 33-22. Your last two games, though, stand out. 31-7 against Hinsdale South, 33-8 against York. The last two games, under 10 points. What's been the key?
You know, it's we started out, we're pretty inexperienced coming into the year on defense, but guys have really done a good job of kind of, you know, learning their assignments well and doing the things they need to do. And just so we've gotten a little bit better each week, and just I think a kind of a steady improvement on the defensive side of the ball and just being where we're supposed to be.
8 years, 8 trips to the playoffs. Success breeds itself. How have you been able to keep the train moving from year one all the way to where you are right now?
Well, I think it's just about, you know, similar to what I was saying about our defense. I think it's just about trying to get better all the time, you know, getting the work done in the off season and doing all the things you need to do there. And the kids have, you know, being at LT, it's a great place to be, and community supportive, and the kids want to be good. So, you know, they're eager to do that work and get better. So it's been a real pleasure.
You can be honest. How many times did you get lost at Lions? I mean, there's only 4,000 students there. I bet you got lost. What is that, like 10-minute passing periods there? You ever get lost?
Yeah, it's actually 6. It is actually 6.
That's not enough.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. And actually 2 campuses, too. So that's something that, you know, it's pretty rare for most schools to have 2 separate campuses. But, you know, I'll be honest with you, there's still places in the building that I'm not exactly sure where they're at.
You grew up in Morton Grove, played at Maine East, then played college football at NIU. Did you know right when the college career was over that you were going to be a coach?
To be honest with you, I think it was a little before that. Sometime in college, I went into college. I was a pre-journalism major, and I thought I kind of wanted to be a sports writer. You know, somewhere along the lines in college, I started to realize that I just love the minutia of the game and the game planning and things like that. And, you know, it just kind of happened for me there. I would say, you know, somewhere probably in the middle of college, I started to realize I really wanted to coach.
Kurt Weinberg's with us on 720 WGN. It's Preps Plus, head coach of number 7 Lions. They play tomorrow at home, Saturday at 1:30, the kick against Proviso West. Somebody close to your program told me the turning point was in the 2014 playoffs, and here's what he said. In 2014, they grinded out to a 5-4 season, made the postseason, but in that first round of the playoffs, you guys at Lions took Stevenson down to the wire. They ended up winning the whole thing in 8-8, and you took them toe-to-toe the whole way. Was that the turning point at Lions for you?
Well, I think it was a good indicator of, you know, first of all, how difficult, how tough our conference is, West Suburban Silver. You know, you can go 5-4 and still be able to go against one of the heavy hitters in the state, be right there. But also, you know, I think it was a little bit of a wake up call, I guess. You know, we had some quarterfinal appearances a couple years before that, but. You know, even at a 5-4, we realized that, hey, we can go to obviously the eventual state champions at their place and be right there down to the wire with them. It was definitely a shot in the arm.
Ben Bryant is your star quarterback. He's committed to Cincinnati. He made that decision over the summer. He's going to play for Luke Fickell and the Bearcats. When he first showed up at Lions, what was the first impression, his first practice? What was that like?
Well, just his arm strength and accuracy. You know, I've had some really good quarterbacks over the years, and we've been very, very blessed to have some great players. But his arm strength, he can make every throw you could possibly imagine, but he also couples that arm strength with some great location as well. He puts that ball right on the money, and it's just, you know, his physical skill that you could see even when he was a young guy, for sure, was very, very impressive.
He's who they talk about. Ben Bryant, Samson Evans. Those are what the experts say every week. Those are the two quarterbacks to watch in the Chicagoland area. He's Kurt Weinberg, head coach of number 7 Lions. How many guys on your roster can bench more than you?
I would say probably 20. I would guess 20.
Out of how many?
I'm not the... What's that? Out of probably out of 74.
So 74 kids on your squad?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're very fortunate.
I talked to Troy McAllister last week, head coach at Phillips. He said his first practice, he got the reins to Phillips. He was the first year head coach down there on the southeast side, and 12 people showed up.
Yep. You know, to be honest with you, I'm a little worried about the game. You know, it's longevity because the numbers are declining a little bit, but I'm hoping that's just a temporary dip. Because obviously this is such a wonderful game and want to keep that going for my kids. But, you know, there is a dip right now, and we got to keep promoting the game like you're doing right now.
one of your kids plays at Warren, so you don't seem to have an issue with youth guys in your family playing football.
No, actually, my son is a junior at Warren, and I just had a son that graduated. Now is going on to college. He's not playing, but on to college, and I've got a 12-year-old that's playing as well. So, you know, yeah, we're still kids are still rolling for us for sure.
As a football guy in a football family, what do you say to people that tell you that football is bad, that football is full of concussions? Give me the positive side of that, the camaraderie, the family. What brings out the best in a football team?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that one thing that people kind of forget about is the diversity that kids encounter in a football team and a football program. I mean, there's so many different kinds of kids, not only from, you know, racially and economically and things like that, but just there's so many kids that are able to play the game of football that really can't play other games. You know, I'm a lineman type of guy, and there's no way I'd be able to play basketball. But, you know, you can get guys like me and you know, short guys and tall guys and fast guys and big, strong guys. It's just a wonderful, you know, eclectic mix of different guys. And I think, unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are taking NFL-based research and applying it to high school kids in regards to a lot of the concussion stuff. So I think there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Kurt Weinberg, head coach of number 7 Lions. Is it true that Jake Elliott, who's not kicking in the NFL, he had never kicked until he got to LT, and you said, hey, maybe you should try this out?
Well, it's absolutely, you know, it's true. It's a great story. It would take a long time to go through all the details of it, but it is true that he had never kicked, and, you know, we saw him, and we were struggling a little bit in the kicking game, got him out there, and he just was lights out from the very beginning. And he's just a natural at so many different things, and obviously, that's why he's getting a chance in the NFL. But it is a great, great story.
Kicking with the Eagles right now.
The Eagles. Yeah. He's going to be the starter this Sunday. It's pretty darn exciting.
You talk to him?
Yeah, one of our varsity coaches talks to him all the time. I just happen to text him and, you know, just tell him that my NFL Sunday ticket is finally paying off, being able to watch an on-market game that I'm excited to see. So pretty darn excited about it.
Last question for you, Coach. Who's the best player you've had to prepare for in the West Suburban Silver over the years?
Wow, there's been some great ones. Let me think here. I would say Prater, who played wide receiver at Proviso West, was one. He went to USC and then ended up at Northwestern. And then I'm drawing a little bit of a blank on his name right now off the top of my head, but the running back is at Wisconsin from Glenbard West.
Sam Brodner.
Yeah, Brodner. Brodner was, you know, just he's an unbelievable football player. The power, the balance, the toughness. I mean, he deserves where he's at. And I would say Sam Brodner, you know, is one of the best. And there's a couple still that we're having to prepare for this year that are pretty darn impressive as well.
I was also told before we started this interview in the hallway by a producer here at WGN. She's new to the family. Her name's Camille. And she said, my dad listened to the show last week, and he loves the show. And I said, well, tell him to listen this week. Where does his son go to school? She said he's a linebacker at Lions. I said, well, he may want to tune in this week. Suknovich.
Yes, that's awesome. Yeah, his Suk is, you know, he's a young guy that's starting for us as a junior linebacker, and he's got some things that he's working on, but a lot of it is just kind of inexperience based. He's definitely, you know, he likes to stick his nose in there. He got a lot of things that you can't teach, you know, Suk is doing a heck of a job for us.
That's Kurt Weinberg, head coach at number 7 Lions. They are 3-0. They play tomorrow at home, a 1:30 kick against Proviso West. Thank you so much, Coach. Appreciate the time and all the best.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
We're going to use our speed. Do you
have it? It's Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine on 720 WGN.
38 on the screws in Chicago, 720 WGN. Preps Plus Chicago, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. You know what time it is after the 10:30 news. We always do this. We talk to the coach, Mike Helfgott, Chicago Tribune, our preps expert. What's up, coach?
Evening, coach. How are you?
Where should we start tonight? Week 4, lots of good matchups, 15 of the top 20 in action tonight. Where do you want to start?
I'm going to go a little bit outside of the usual path here and talk about Hoffman Estates now 4-0. First winning season in more than 20, really impressive win against Vernon Hills tonight. First winning season in more than 20 years last fall, now 4-0 this year. Schedule hasn't been great, but it'll be interesting to see how they stack up in the MSL West starting next week with crosstown rival Conant. MSL West, you know, has Barrington and Palatine, two really good teams, you know, who look to be every bit as good this year as they were last year. So that MSL West race with Hawk and the States trying to kind of join those big boys is going to be interesting.
All right. Well, one of the schools Hoffman beat was my Hersey Huskies, which coach I know you. I'm a diehard alum, Husky pride. That was a tight game, but Hersey now all of a sudden 3-1. They beat Niles West 43-3 today. Other than Hoffman, who's the best team in the MSL right now?
Well, in MSL East, Hersey and Buffalo Grove both are having resurgences. A couple of teams who won state championships way back. When I was
87 for Hersey.
Yeah. MSL. Yeah, and Buffalo Grove in the 80s as well. Buffalo Grove, I believe, is 4-0. Hersey 3-1. Hersey's quarterback, as you alluded to a couple weeks ago, very good player. You know, the MSL, I think East and West both a little bit on the rise.
Maine South Palatine, a pretty good game tonight as far as we can gather.
Absolutely, and as far as I'm concerned, they're both winners. I mean, Maine South wins the game 17-14. Comes out of that brutal three-game stretch. They open with Glenbard West, Lincoln Way East, and Palatine. To come out of that 2-1, I mean, no doubt they're one of the favorites in 8A, which, you know, they won last year. And from the Palatine side, holding Maine South to 17 means that they've got another great defense, and they can obviously play with anybody, so they've got to feel real good about themselves as well.
Coach, we're a month into the season, which is crazy to think. What's the biggest surprise so far? 4 weeks in, whether it be a team who's, you know, overachieved, underachieved, a player that stood out. What's the biggest surprise for you 4 weeks in?
4 weeks in, biggest surprise. I think it's got to be the Catholic Blue. I know we've talked about it, you know, a couple weeks already on the show, but that conference has been so dominant, you know, for so long. And other than Loyola right now, I don't see a real, you know, top 10, top 15. State championship caliber team, you know, other than Loyola and the Catholic Blue, and that hasn't been the case in a long time.
Mike Helfgott, our preps expert on 720 WGN, brought to you by Northwestern Medicine. Coach, you just talked about the Catholic Blue. Brother Rice, after a strong couple of years, they're 1-3 right now. 1-3, the Crusaders. What's been the downfall there?
Well, I think that's schedule-based as much as anything else. You know, they play Montini tonight. I think they lose on a two-point conversion at the end, if I'm not mistaken there. Really good game. You know, they open with Marist. Marist is, I think, a top 10, if not a top 5 team. Very much a state championship caliber, you know, team. You know, Brother Rice lost some great players. I mean, Ricky Smalling, you know, the receiver last year is an Illinois freshman now, you know, seeing time as a true freshman. And that was a great, great high school player. Marcus Jones before him, running back, who's NIU starting running back now. So, you know, you lose enough of those guys and say, you know, you're not always going to have that caliber athlete to replace them.
I'm looking at the conversation we had with Kurt Weinberg, head coach of Lions. I'm sure you heard it earlier on the show. He talked about, you know, his kids play football. He's got a junior at Warren. He had a kid that just graduated that played a couple years back. And he thinks that football builds camaraderie. He loves the diversity. He loves everything that comes and encompasses the game of football. A lot of people disagree. They don't like concussions. They don't like the dangers of the sport. What did you think about what Weinberg said on the show?
Well, you know, all of the good attributes, all the lessons that are learned, you know, growing up playing the sport, all the positives that can be gained for playing are still there, you know. And I think that we sometimes lose sight of that in the current conversation, you know, about the seriousness of brain injuries. You know, we just know a lot more about the downside now. So, well, yeah, there are certainly positives. There are also a lot of, you know, there's also, you know, some serious health risks that have to be considered. And you cannot criticize parents, you know, for wanting to really think seriously and think twice about having their kids play. I mean, I certainly know my 2-year-old daughter's not going to be playing football.
Yeah, I would hope not.
Well, I'm not playing that. So, that's been decided.
And I think we mentioned this last week, and again, it's something we could spend an hour on, but what, you know, what is the future of football? Like, how much different will football be now compared to 5 years from now, from 10 years from now? What do you think?
Well, it's hard to believe that the there's not going to be some sort of major shift. I think it's more about when as opposed to if. You know, and I think like everything else, I just think it's ultimately going to be guided by the amount of revenue it produces. Right now, you know, the NFL is still the NFL because it's got huge TV contracts. While the ratings were, you know, down again in week one this year, and the popularity does seem to be slipping, it's still enormously profitable. I mean, whether it's, you know, whether that's driven by fantasy and gambling and all that, you know, it's probably a separate conversation, but it's still enormously profitable. And my point is that as long as it's profitable, there's going to be big salaries to be given. And as long as that's the case, there's going to be plenty of great athletes out there who are going to believe, even, you know, the more that's known, they're going to believe it's worth the risk. You listen to former players talk now, and they say, you know, almost to a man, they all seem to say, knowing if they would have known then what they know now, they still would have played. So I think it comes down to profitability, you know, like everything else does, in this country, you know, if not the whole world. And, you know, if it could get to the point where it just becomes impossible for insurance companies to underwrite it. I think so much is just going to be depending on, you know, future studies that come out and the more that's learned and the more we see retired players, you know, who get worse, don't get worse. I mean, I think a lot of this, you know, is still going to be determined by, you know, studies going forward.
Couple more minutes with Mike Helfgott, Preps expert, Chicago Tribune. Samson Evans, only 222 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns.
Only? Tonight. Come on. Pick it up.
222, 5 touchdowns. He's the runaway favorite, right, for the Helfgott Heisman? He has to be.
I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Had an unbelievable career. I gave you a guy last time we talked about it. Home with Flossmoor's Justin Hall. Another big game tonight. Continues to be one of the season's breakout players. They beat Bolingbrook 48-20, which is a really impressive victory for HF, and that's certainly a team to watch. Justin Hall, great two-way player, explosive running back. He's an NIU commit, and something may be interesting to watch in the coming months, whether some, you know, major conference coaches are going to come calling on him, because he's a guy that, you know, it's kind of been known. His talent's been known a while. He's really breaking out this year, so we'll kind of see what happens with him.
Our buddy John Cass wrote a column in the Tribune last week. The title, Death of NFL Inevitable as Middle Class Abandons the Game. And he makes a couple of points here. He talked to John Herrera, who's the football coach of the Wheaton Rams. And the quote was, 4 years ago, we had so many boys signing up for football, we had 5 teams at the fourth grade level. From 5 teams 4 years ago, they have 1. Cass even went as far to compare football to cigarettes. Your thoughts on that column?
I mean, you know, certainly interesting and certainly a strong point of view. I think perhaps, perhaps it's overstated. But the football to cigarette comparison, I've heard another one, you know, separate from the one he made here about informed consent. And perhaps it shouldn't be legal for the same reason that you can't be a minor to buy cigarettes because of informed consent. Perhaps that should be the case with football, and perhaps there's a legal argument to be made there. So, I mean, I'm not going to completely poo-poo it. I think maybe he's exaggerating, but I don't think there's any question that the future of the game is certainly, you know, in trouble.
Well, it's a little far-fetched, and that's fine. I mean, it's a column, so that happens with columns. But you've documented at length the dip in the numbers, participation in the Catholic schools, its enrollment. I mean, this is not a shocker by any means.
No, it's not. And the high school game is going to continue to struggle for numbers because parents are going to rightfully be concerned about letting their kids play. And that's kind of the point I made about it still ultimately being going to be determined by money. That's the reason for that point, because there are still going to be great athletes willing to play on the higher levels. Maybe the quality of play won't be as high, and maybe we're already seeing the quality of play in the NFL not as high. I think there's an argument to be made there. But I think as long as there's money to be made, you're going to have more than you know, enough willing, you know, great athletes, you know, willing to take that chance.
Great stuff as always. Mike Helfgott at M Helfgott on Twitter, our Preps Plus expert. We talk to him every week at 10:35. Coach, enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you in week 5.
All right, Coach. Take care.
Final check of the scores. Here's Kevin Powell.
Tabulating game scores. Now, the Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
We'll start with the top 20, Lincoln Way East, the top-ranked team in the state, knocking off Sandberg 46-7. Maine South with a quality road win over Palatine 17-14. Prairie Ridge rolls through Crystal Lake South 56-14. Naperville Central hangs on to beat Waubonsie 43-37. That might be the game of the night. That was a back-and-forth situation there. And Naperville Central, number four team in the state, hanging on. Phillips to play Westinghouse tomorrow. Homewood Flossmoor over Bolingbrook 48-20. Lions goes tomorrow. Glenbard West goes tomorrow. Number nine, Loyola, improves to 3-1. They knocked off St. Francis 42-7. Lake Zurich Bears, its final over Zion Benton, 36-6. Bears remain undefeated. Marist, same goes for them. They topped Marion Central 42-0. Barrington leading big on Glenbrook South, 45-24. Stevenson over Mundelein, 35-7. Number 14, Naperville North beat Lake Park 21-14. Kerry Crow Grove over Jacobs 52-26. Hinsdale Central plays tomorrow. Nazareth over Carmel 32-13. Batavia, a big win over Elgin 55-8. Mount Carmel, Sammy School plays tomorrow afternoon.
And they will win.
They're definitely going to win. Number 20, Huntley.
You guarantee it?
Yes. Number 20, Huntley over Hampshire 56-14. Outside of the top 20, Montini beating Brother Rice 29-28. Montini went for two after a touchdown late. They got it. Crusaders, as Sam just mentioned, with Coach Helfgott, 1-3, Sam.
No comment. I'm a Carmel guy. I can't comment. I can't show shade.
Sam's loving this right now. New Trier overcoming it 10-7. DeKalb now 4-0, beating Sycamore 34-0. Notre Dame Prep pitching a shutout over Joliet Catholic, getting shut out 34-0, Sam.
Notre Dame College Prep 34-0
over Joliet Catholic.
What's going on at JCA? Those are perennial powers down there in Joliet.
Lakes over Wakanda 38-10. Oswego East over Plainfield South 14-7. Morris beating Rochelle 34-30. Providence, big win over St. Ignatius 35-6. Niles West losing to the Huskies. Schaumburg knocked off Glenbrook South 26-14. Plainfield Central beating Joliet Central 42-13. West Aurora over Glenbard East 26-20. Glenbard South beat Ridgewood 41-28. Schaumburg over Glenbrook North 26-14. Highland Park over Prospect 31-7. Did I forget to mention one school, Sam?
Which one?
One school, I can't think of it. Hersey? You heard of them?
Oh.
Arlington Heights?
Usually you read them after the top 20.
My Hersey Huskies 3-1 after a 43-3 victory over Niles West. Coach Pardon doing wonders over there. Husky pride.
There you go. That's Kevin Powell.
That's your Preps Plus scoreboard.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine. The show is sponsored. Making people better by making medicine better. Pat DiSebato, which had a great game. Number six, Homewood Flossmoor against Bolingbrook. Both teams came into the night 3-0. Which team is still undefeated? Find out next, 720 WGN.
The Preps Plus Chicago Game of the Week.
Preps Plus Chicago. Before we bring in Pat DiSebato, we've got some fans outside. I love your hat.
WGN, you were from Nebraska. Go Chicago.
You first time with the Billy Goat?
No. Yeah, well, no.
Second
we've time.
Been there before.
Did you go double, triple?
Double. But I had a
double
single. Pen.
Chips, no fries, Coke,
after
no Pepsi.
Double.
Double. Thin hamburgers, you know, you got to have the double.
Well, enjoy your stay in Chicago. Thanks for dropping in. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Hi.
All right, I told them no swearing, and they said okay. They would.
From Nebraska, they're nice people.
They would fit the mold. That's what they said. Well, you never know. People. You never know. Guys wearing a Billy Goat hat, you never know. Joining us now on the phones, it's 10:56. Patty Vasquez is pretty late coming up next on 720 WGN. He's a sports writer and a columnist for the Tribune Media family, also the host of the Coach's Corner TV show. On paper, Pat, good game. Homewood, Flossmoor, Bolingbrook, both teams 3-0, but the Vikings pretty much exerted all their power tonight.
I'll tell you guys, thanks for having me on. This was a tale of two halves. I mean, Bolingbrook led 20-13 at the half. HF thoroughly dominated the second half. Upscores them 35-0. Defensively, they hold Bolingbrook to, I think it was negative 14 yards rushing and 13 yards passing in the second half. Six sacks. Justin Whiteside and Obiyemi Fatuki had 2 sacks each for the Vikings. And Justin Hall, man, he was a story. 332 yards of offense, 171 yards rushing, 161 yards passing, 4 touchdowns. Northern Illinois University might want to consider making this kid a running back and kind of ditch the DB situation. But he's a fantastic DB. But, man, he is electric in the backfield.
Mike Helfgott, when we talk to him every week, we do the Helfgott Heisman. And for the last couple weeks, Samson Evans has been on the one line, and that's understandable. He had 222 yards on the ground, 5 touchdowns. But Helfgott told us in week one, look out for Justin Hall. And your last tweet, at DeSebato, Justin Hall put on a show. What makes him go?
I mean, he's got a nice size. He's 5'11", 190 pounds. He's got exceptional speed, great moves. You know, he's powerful. I mean, he was just, I mean, reversing field, just making something out of nothing on a few occasions. If it wasn't for a drop pass, he would have had a touchdown pass as well tonight, man. He did it all. And great kid. And just a tremendous athlete, a football player, you know what I mean? There might be better backs, there might be a better DB, but in terms of a football player, complete package, Justin Hall, man, he's the real deal.
September 29th, you're a Southside guy, so I ask you the question. September 29th, Homewood-Flossmoor at home against Lincoln Way East. I imagine both teams will be undefeated at that point. Who's the better team, Homewood-Flossmoor or Lincoln Way East?
Well, let me preface this by saying East is playing Lincoln Way Central next week, okay? 4-0, both those teams. There's a huge rivalry there, and don't put the cart ahead of the horse here. I mean, East is definitely the favorite next week, but it's at Central, and that is going to be a barn burner. I've seen East. I've seen HF. I mean, you know, I think HF's got a few more athletes, but defensively, East is very, very good. And, you know, they've got tremendous athletes, too, man, and at the skill positions. It's going to be a great game. Every time these two teams play, you know, it's back and forth. It's a tough one to call.
We need an answer, Pat. Quit dodging.
I'll take HF. They're at home. I think I'm going to go with the Vikings on this one.
All right. Thank God. We finally got a response. The website, CoachesCornerShow.com. He's the host of the Coach's Corner TV show. He also writes for the Tribune Media family. Who's the next guest on the Coach's Corner?
I'm going out to Lincoln Way Central next week. We're gonna take care of Jeremy Cordell, head coach at Lincoln Way Central, his first time on the show, and, you know, kind of, you know, put this game in a little bit more of a spotlight, you know, East and Central. So it should be a lot of fun. And I'd be remiss, guys. You know, Sam, you're a Carmel guy. I'm an Eisenhower guy. I've got my alumni golf outing tomorrow. And my Cardinals are 4-0. They won again tonight. So I got to give my Cards a shout-out.
Oh, look at the time. We've ran out of time here at 10:59. Look at that. Always fun to chat with you, Pat. Thanks again. We'll talk to you in Week 5. Go Ike.
Thanks, Sam. Have a good one.
Pat DeSebato from the Tribune Media family. Patty Vasquez coming up
quick
next.
Quick 2 scores for you. Evanston for Roger Badish in the newsroom. They beat Frem 32-6. And for Patty, they lost 59-21 to Simeon.
The breaking news is that you actually found the lane text score.
Yes, that's huge. Like, that's very difficult to find any lane scores for any athletic event.
We'll talk to Patty. That's next, 720 WGN. She did not want to join us because lane tech lost.
They were doubled up and then some. 59-21.
59-21?
The Hersiowskis won, Sam. Did I mention that yet tonight?
And the Caravan will win tomorrow.
All right.
It's after 11, just a little bit, so we apologize to David Jennings. News is sponsored by Gilkey Window Company. Take it away, David.